Well, Art, why would Jojima walk away from this kind of money?
I think there's two issues here, money and performance. Regarding the money, Jojima was granted a three-year extension for $24 million by the Mariners. It was a lot of controversy around it because Jojima this year is 33 and would be 35 by the end of the contract. And catchers decline pretty fast once they reach age 30. And the problem is that the Mariners wound up committing $24 million to a guy who would be in decline. And the fans didn't understand it, but the Mariners went ahead with it. And even Bill Bavasi, the old general manager, said, let's not do this. And he was overruled. So Jojima this year had a better season than the previous year, but it still was below major league standards. The performance issue is that pitchers didn't like throwing to him. At least some pitchers didn't. This year, it became pretty obvious that the top three pitchers, Felix Hernandez, Jared Washburn, and Eric Bedard, coming out of spring training, preferred to throw to Rob Johnson, a rookie catcher. None of these pitchers liked how Jojima called a game. He was a stubborn guy who would often ask for fastballs when they wanted to throw breaking pitches or vice versa. And they couldn't get on the same page in how to manage the game. And Jojima's problems were compounded by two appearances on the disabled list. So he lost a lot of game time, and only until the second half when Johnson started hurting a lot. So it's really kind of a mess right now. But there were multiple problems in the performance area that really compromised Jojima's career here.
One of the factors seems to be Mariners' Japanese owner, Hiroshi Yamauchi. Speaking back to the contract issue and some of the controversy that surrounded the money that the Mariners had offered Jojima stemmed from what many believe to be Yamauchi's involvement in that.
Right. Yamauchi does take serious interest in the contracts of Japanese players and not so much the American players. And there's an analogy in the Mariners' past when Kazuhiro Sasaki was the closer several years ago. He went back to Japan ostensibly to deal with family issues and came back with a new contract extension, and many people believe that that far overpaid his value. And so Sasaki also walked away from money in his final year. He walked away later in the offseason, and it really bothered the Mariners because when he walked away from his money, it was already past the time when the Mariners could have used that salary to pay veteran free agents. This time, Jojima left right away, and I think the Mariners, of course, they're never going to say any of this, but they're probably relieved that they don't have this issue, and they're certainly happy to have the $16 million to spend on other players.
And speaking of Yamauchi's involvement, he may still be having a hand in Jojima's career because Jojima has said he still wants to continue playing in Japan. Do you think he can make the same kind of money he made here?
I don't think he's going to make $16 million. I really can't say a whole lot about Japanese salary structure, but that's a lot of money. He might get close, and I have a hunch that Yamauchi could certainly help him out. That's not going to be on the Mariners' books, however. There may be something there. We'll probably never know, but there was some high drama around this whole negotiation. I think the Mariners are probably relieved that it's over.
All right, Art, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His work appears in the seattlepi.com. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.